Thank you. Thank you so much. Good morning. My name is Penny, and welcome to our Unity Center for Positive Living. As I said, today is about clarity. Daria and I were having a conversation before service about clarity. Time spent communing with God gives me clarity. When I gaze toward the heavens on a moonlit night, I expect to see twinkling stars and constellations. But if I use a telescope, I can see details with much greater clarity. This example could describe my spiritual life as well. I may go about my day mindful of my blissful feelings and kinship with all people. These things and more are the fruits of my faith. But I find clarity during times of intentional contemplation. When I meditate upon truth, I feel the presence of God fill my consciousness and touch my heart. This clarity informs my thoughts, words, and actions, bringing my faith to vivid life. And from Corinthians 13:12, for now I see in a mirror dimly, but then we will see face to face. Now I know only part, then I will know fully. Even as I have been fully known. All right, join me in singing the Surely the Presence with Dallas and Linda. Let's join our voices for the opening statement. There is only one presence and one power active as the universe and as my life, God the Good. All right, it's time for our welcoming song, and today it is called This Is What I Know. Go ahead, Dallas and Linda.
What I know.
Hands and feet, we are dreaming.
so I receive all I can be. This is what I know, that we are all connected, the universe reflected in each shining part. And everywhere I go, I recognize the faces, all of my relations in this one heart. All I need is already looking through these eyes, nearer than my breathing, closer than hands and feet. We are dreaming together.
You too. Thank you so much. And so reaffirming, we are all connected. We are all connected. And there was a line in there, all I need is already looking through these eyes. So, so beautiful and right along with clarity. And with that, we are all connected. Let's greet our neighbor, wave, shout, and just feel that connection that we feel. Even though we're not together, there is, Dr. Daria was talking to me about a vibrational connection that, you know, you can feel anytime, anywhere. So hello, hello, hello.
Yeah, beautiful. We are together.
Welcome, all of Dr. Daria's family. Look at all of you.
That's right. We are together. Yeah. Hello, everybody. Okay.
All right. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Nice to have you all aboard.
Good morning.
Hey.
It's a surprise.
Wow. What a showing for Dr. Daria's family. Give it up. Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful. Okay. Well, that was a hearty greet your neighbor. Thank you all. Announcements. Are we ready for announcements? Okay. Information about Grandfather's Longhouse Gathering. It's on the second Sunday at 2 o'clock. And then the fourth Sunday is Medicine Wheel. And let's see what else we have going on here. Ah, Dr. Daria's Circle in America group. It can be found on our website, the information. And the information for you right here, right now, is that it meets at 3 to 4:30. The next is on January 23rd. And then there are some signups and Zoom links if you would like to have those. Maybe Tom would put those in the chat for us so we can move on. Dr. Daria, anything you'd like to add to the announcement about the Circle of America Book Club?
Well, the Circle of America Book and Film Club is bringing together people who want to learn and share their experiences about creating equity and social justice in Lewis County and ending racism. So we're looking at various videos and films, so you're all welcome. If you haven't gotten a flyer for it, you can get it from anybody who's attended, or you can write me. You have my address on the Unity Directory. You can write me, you can write Penny, you can write Susan, and we'll get you registered.
And this month, we're reading White Fragility. You can also find the video if you want to watch that. Robin DiAngelo, and it's well worth the time. So join us for that. Okay, any more announcements? Go ahead and unmute and make your announcement.
I believe next week we have our annual meeting of the Unity Church.
Oh.
I urge everyone to come. According to my calendar, that's happening.
Right. Right. That's
maybe some of the board members might want to stay after the meeting to decide on a theme, perhaps.
Okay. Good advice, Jerry. We will talk afterwards about that. Thank you so much. Okay. It's time for our unity statement. Let's say it together. We believe in our oneness with all life, the power of love. We teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God. A song of joy is called The Face of God. Take it away, Dallas. Take it away, Linda.
You can sing along with this, with those wonderful words that Johnny has put up on the screen. Okay. My family.
You're muted, Penny.
Very nice. Okay. Thank you. Another song about connections. We really appreciate that. And Joanne, you are our reader today. Go ahead.
All right. So since it's the second Sunday and we did the Daily Word second Sunday, I thought it'd be nice to do the first one of the year. But if you don't subscribe to the Daily Word, I highly suggest it. It's wonderful. And there's a wonderful poem in the beginning called This I Wish by Heidi A-U-N-G-S-T, Angst. May you relish your individuality, living every day as you and only you desire. May you honor your intuition, listening to your innermost self, knowing divine order endures. May you treasure life's intricacies, lingering in the details, ever transforming your vision. May you laugh infectiously, looking for lightness in each moment, cherishing those who laugh with you. May your spirit shine incandescently, lighting up lives around you, brightening strangers' days. May you find love that lasts infinitely, loving inclusively and being loved incomparably. May your education go on into infinity, learning without end. Amen. Wonderful wishes for everybody for the new year. And so the daily word for the first of the year to start the year, I joyfully create the year anew. I greet this day feeling grateful as I begin another year. It is stretched out before me like a blank canvas, inviting my unique designs and bright colors. I use my zeal and imagination to dream big dreams and make bold plans. I release the past, taking from it precious memories and invaluable experiences. Even the experiences that were not especially happy have helped bring me to where I am today. I feel confident and self-assured, knowing that I go forth into the new year with God expressing as my creativity, my audacity, my kindness, and my compassion. My receptive, eager attitude for the coming year opens my heart to all the joy I'm about to create. I smile and I let the wonder in. And from John 4:35, but I tell you, look around you and see how the fields are ripe for harvesting. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you. Thank you. That was totally uplifting. Very beautiful. Let's do our meditation song. It's called the Solstice Song, and it is a beautiful, the slides are beautiful, and the song is absolutely gorgeous. So sit back, close your eyes, and enjoy this song.
Okay. I'm adjusting.
Love you too.
know that the year is turning. Yeah, that's beautiful. All right, please join me in our affirmations. I am the love of God in expression. I am truly thankful for all the good I already experience. I am growing more prosperous with every day. I am healthy, active, whole, and happy. I am always growing in my potential. I am at peace, knowing that all I need comes to me in perfect time. Okay, I need to hear from someone if I am still on Zoom.
You're here.
Okay, my computer shows that I logged out. All right. Okay, today is our traditional Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Forgive us, lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from error. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And that leads us into the Alleluia. Go ahead. We'll sing it with you, Dallas. Today we have a very snowed in treat from the rock in Mossy Rock. Dr. Daria will begin her new series, See the Vision Through, in 2022. Hey, Dr. Daria, and welcome. Tell us about how snowed in you are.
I'm quite snowed in. But let me say something else, another treat we have. If you don't mind, I'm going to ask that we alter the order a little bit and have Jahari sing. Also, we have said it in prayer, and then we can sing it, the Lord's Prayer, as you know. And she has agreed to sing it for us. Is that okay with everybody? I think so.
It's a treat. Beautiful. That is beautiful. So, you just chime in.
I used to do it all the time, singing, but Jahari's on here, so let her do it.
Awesome. So just put that in wherever it fits, and we'll go with the flow. Thank you.
Well, we will start right now. She's ready, I think.
Okay. Welcome, Jahari.
Is she coming? There she is.
Let me get away from the other video going on.
My sister-in-law is also in the same place where she is, so she doesn't want the feedback.
Right.
The mic.
Okay. So we'll go on this little journey with you, Jahari. Okay. Oh, beautiful. Where are you at, Jahari?
I'm in Houston, Texas.
Okay.
She's visiting Houston, but she's normally in Los Angeles.
You're in a cold Houston today.
It is cold today. Very. 31 degrees cold.
Yeah, it's cold as heck here in Houston.
That must have been my cousin. Who's my cousin?
That's me. Hey, Joe.
All right. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be
thy name. Hear the other computer.
Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This day, our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debt. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from error. For thine the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
Thank you. Something happened with the sound on my end. I hope it was okay on your end.
We got the essence of it. It was beautiful.
Beautiful. Great. Beautiful. Thank you so much. Absolutely. That's the perfect start. I am snowed in and it's all good. The glistening of the sun on the snow in the fields up here on this mountain, they look like diamonds. And so I just, yesterday when I was in prayer, I was like, look at this, you know, winter harvest of diamonds, just a gorgeous vision to be in the middle of this snow. So I am speaking on a series this year to follow last year's series. Last year's series was Thy Will Be Done in 2021. And we got into that in so many different ways and levels that I hope that what has stayed with everyone is significant and moving us into further and further into the God program that we're in, the God program running our lives as opposed to running our lives from our emotions and running our lives from our fears or running our lives from any dysfunctional habits that we may have. In fact, if we have the opportunity to develop a new habit, right? And that is automatically operating in sync with spiritual law, automatically operating in sync with spiritual law so that we can move forward in this time that we're in of nation building. We're still in the pandemic. And if we haven't figured it out yet, it's such a great opportunity to be in sync with the highest levels of consciousness, to be as we were designed, to be super conscious beings, that we're not limited by time and space in terms of our connectedness, that we're not limited by time and space in terms of one another's thoughts, that we're not limited by time and space in terms of the resources that we can share, the heart that we can share, the one heart that we are, the one soul that we are, the one mind that we can be. And since we're here and alive right now and born at this time, that says we've got a part to play in this. So when I talk about this year's series, it is see the vision through in 2022. So we're really going to work with this whole notion of vision and clarity and commitment and perseverance and faith instead of fear. And how deep does the vision go? And how do we even access this vision that is God sent? I'm not talking about a vision that you just ordinarily make up and make a collage because somebody told you to make a, you know, vision board opportunity. That's great too. But I'm talking about the vision that comes through us and within us that is grown from the mind of God while we're alive right now, what your part is to do on this earth, what you are doing for your community by being here and alive, what you are doing for your people by being here and alive. Everybody's got a part to play in all of this relationship that we hold with spirit. So the focus today, I want to focus on two aspects of this vision. One, make the vision plain and persevere. And our daily word for today really did highlight some of that for us, that communion with spirit. And some of us have had the experience of going on the hill, as so to speak, going on the mountain, going on the hill to be in communion with spirit, to be in communion with God, to be in communion all the way. Now, if we go back to Habakkuk, let me read that for you. Habakkuk, where Habakkuk was had as a prophet, okay, as a prophet, had the experience that many visionaries have of seeing the vision and hearing the word of God, and then seeing what's going on around us in contrast to that. Seeing people be taken from their land, seeing people be treated violently, seeing the judges not do just things, but being bribed and being against not only spiritual law, but also against governmental law and man-made law. So in Habakkuk, you know, we have the power of hearing this person who, as a visionary and as a prophet, is basically, you know, calling God out and saying, what's up with this? You know, all of this stuff is happening around, but your word has been this, your word has been that. You have been explaining this covenant that is to occur with how the people are to prosper, and look at how they're suffering. And after, by his own admission, after chastising God, he says, okay, I'm going to go into further communication and communion on this first time, in communion with God. That's what really communion is about, is being in that oneness with spirit. And in doing so, this is what he says. I'm going to read it to you because my computer screen just went blank and that's all good. So I'm going to read it straight from the text. Chapter 2. I will stand upon my place and set me upon the rock tower, and I will watch to see what he, the Lord, will say to me and what I will answer because of my chastisement. In other words, I'm going to face the maker. So now that I've been over here fussing, I think my arms are long enough to box with God. So Habakkuk says, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tablets, that he who reads it may understand it clearly. For the vision will come to pass at its appointed time, and it shall be fulfilled at the end. It shall not lie. And if it should delay, do not be impatient, because it will surely come. It will not delay. For his soul does not delight in iniquity, but the righteous person shall live by faith. The arrogant and greedy ones are never satisfied, because they have enlarged their appetite like Sheol, and like death, never have enough. And we go on to the very end of Habakkuk, which is one of the shortest books in the Bible. The Lord God is my strength, for he has made my feet like hinds' feet and makes me stand on my hind places, high places, that I may sing his praise. In other words, I have to write the vision, make it clear to anyone who would read it, who would listen, who would be there, and share that clarity, share the power of it, no matter what is happening around us. Here we are in a pandemic where many of us are isolated and separate from people we don't want to be separated from, and we have to take certain precautions. But one of the gifts of this pandemic is the opportunity to go within and build the consciousness all around us, to build this nation of consciousness, to build this nation of unity, to build this nation of all my relations. It is the opportunity to see and act as the vision is real. And any of us can get distracted by things that will make us what? Impatient. You had the vision, you were shown this. Many of us think, supposed to happen now, supposed to happen quick. I had the vision, I wrote it down, I made the collage, I saw the focus, I had the opportunity, and why isn't it here already? Why isn't it here already? Well, the second passage I want to share with you says a lot about that, and that's in James. And then we're going to talk about how this plays out with us. James, a servant of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered among the Gentiles, greetings. My brethren, take it as a joy to you when you enter into many and varied temptations, for you know that the trial of faith will increase your patience. And let patience be a perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, lacking nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God, who gives it to all men liberally with grace, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, not doubting, because the doubting person has the double mind. We're going back and forth. One day we have confidence and faith in the vision. The next day we're skeptical. Well, did I really have the vision? Was that really God speaking to me? Was I really clear about what I saw? Did I imagine it? I mean, we're going through this whole rendition of questioning and doubting. That's the double-minded process. But when we have that faith and knowingness and have made the vision clear and wrote it down and made it plain, even to ourselves, it's like a bond. It's like a bond you have with God. You know, how bonds come to maturity. You know, you buy a bond, it's a city bond to help them build, let's say, a convention center, right, for a particular city. And then it has a maturity date. Well, vision is like that when it comes from spirit. It's like you put your name on a bond, and as God says, it will happen at its appointed time. Its appointed time, not my appointed time, not because I'm getting weary, not because I'm getting tired, not because I'm beginning to question. I must think my arms are too are long enough to box with God if I'm acting like that, right? Do I think that I have long enough arms to box with God? No. So this business of the impatience, you might get temporarily annoyed because it's not here already. And then you might be think you're bad enough to be calling God out, like Habakkuk did, until he came to himself and was transformed by being given to understand it comes in its time. And the reason it comes in its time is because it has a maturity date. I remember I had visions Spirit gave me about this land out here. And that's why I came out here, was because of those spiritual visions. And I remember being in prayer with someone one time, a few years after I was here, who said, Spirit mentioned that the people that will be coming to help with this vision that you had will be coming in 15 or 20 years. And I'm like, are you kidding me? 15 or 20 years, that's not my clock. That's not my appointed time. That's not my idea of how this is coming together. But once you surrender, once we surrender, we have learned to be willful. We have learned that we have a strong will. Take the strength and power of that will that many of us have cultivated and put it all into the will of the infinite substance and source. Put it all into the will of God. Put it all into that surrender to hear, to see, to feel, to sense the vision beyond time and space. Whether your vision came while walking in the woods, whether it came while fasting and praying for 4 nights and 4 days, as many of us have done, if you practice any indigenous ways, that's how we come to some of the visions that we're given by God. Or your vision may come while you're driving the car across country, or in the shower, or in dream time. But at least go for the experience once in your life of having it where you do, as Jesus showed us. Doesn't have to be 40 days and nights, but the fasting that gives you that communion with Spirit and that guidance for what is yours to do here and now in relationship to your people. If we're using this time well, if we're using this time as God has ordained, we're using it to have the crown of consciousness. We're using it to become super conscious people. We are able to persevere because in that perseverance comes the maturity. I know many of us think we're already mature enough. We're already grown enough. We already have learned everything we need to learn. We already have the trust that we need to have. We think we have the faith that we need to have. But sometimes we have faith in our work, not God's works. Sometimes we have fear that we aren't even that conscious of until your face starts twitching on the left side or some other symptom you have that tells you that your intellectual knowing is not matching or in sync with the God program, the part that is aware of this light that is unchanging, the light that is absolute, the light that has no shadow. So our perseverance is necessary for our maturity into the consciousness that is ready for that appointed time. And let us not lean into any fantasy that it will not come. Or any fear that it will not come. So we have our faith, our obedience requires us to listen and obey. Not listen and go ahead and do whatever it was I normally do anyway, whatever my habit is, but to listen and be obedient. Will you get there? Someone asked, we were having a discussion this morning, says, well, will I get there? You know, will I get there to that space where I have that super consciousness where I'm hearing, and it doesn't matter if we're separate, because while we are human beings and it's great to be living in the human body and have the human experience, we are spiritual beings and we have that capacity to not only receive God's vision and guidance on that vision every day. We can get up in the morning and get information every day on that vision, on how to walk it out today. Not only do we have that, but we're having that phenomenal spiritual experience where when we lay down those things, like in the burning bowl prayers, and where you lay down those old habits and things that are limiting that feeling of connection with all oneness, when we lay that down, we are now able to receive that vision. Part of what's happening when you're fasting and praying and praying for a vision in the Lakota ceremonies, it's called amblecha, to cry for a dream. Part of what's happening is you're preparing the field of your life. You're preparing the ground. You're preparing everything within you, your subconscious, your history, your old issues that haven't gone yet, but that you know you need to lay down. You're preparing everything to receive the message from spirit for you, for your people, for now, the power to be alert, aware, and ready to unfold it into all its beauty, no matter how long it takes. And once you surrender, you know you're not doing all the heavy lifting. There is no reason to be tired. There's no reason to be frustrated. There's no reason to be annoyed. There's no reason to be impatient. I don't need to repeat that, do I? There's no reason. There's only a reason if I'm going by my own appointment, my own deadline that I set, or the bank's deadline, or the your friend's deadline, or your spouse's deadline, or whatever it is you've set up that creates the stress that is the gap between what is and what is potential. So when I am faithful, and when I understand God's faithfulness, that light that is unchanging and unchangeable, why should I be discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should the heart feel lonely and long for heaven and home? With Jesus as my portion, a constant friend is he. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches. I know he watches over me. Why should I be worried? Who's standing in the gap between what is actual and what is potential? what has been promised. I don't know about you, but I have a bond and its maturity date is now. What's the date on yours? Whatever it is, be blessed with it. Allow yourself to be mature. Acknowledge the places where you're not really trusting. Acknowledge the places where you still have fear. Acknowledge the places where your habits are still overriding the God program, that unconscious that's running on spiritual law, not on your psychology, not on your attitude. Yeah, we want our phones to sync. We want all our little applications to sync. Well, let's get our subconscious in sync. Let's be here and do our part in creating this nation. This holy nation that we're all here in time to do. There's not an accident that we have something called coronavirus, and corona means crown. It is time. It is an opportunity for the crowning of consciousness that is the infinite substance and source. That is God in all nations, in all languages, in all traditions, creator. And so it is. Let us have a meditation. I don't even know what time it is because my screen went. But here we go. Okay. Let us take a deep breath. Let's uncross our legs or put our feet flat on the floor. Let's find some support for our spine. Let's take a very deep breath from the center of the earth up through our bodies, up to the crowns of our head, and out up into the heavens, and making a butterfly shape, going back around our body, our energy field, back down into the ground, all the way down to the center of the earth. Big breath. Exhale. We're grounding in our field. We're allowing ourselves to let go of whatever does not belong with us in this space where we are going to receive and make the vision plain. And we commit in advance to persevere for it to come in its appointed time. Inhale. Exhale. Imagine all of the colors of consciousness, all the colors of the rainbow represent the consciousness from the lowest level to the highest level in all the universe. Imagine those colors all coming through right now from the center of the earth up through, up to the crown of the head, up, 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 and out again. Exhale. As these colors come through me, I recognize that all the levels of consciousness are within me. All the levels of consciousness that are possible to have are within me, all the way from the most physical and material and body levels, all the way up to the infinite capacity to connect with the oneness of the one. All things and beings, all of life connected. If there's any one thing that has me thinking or believing or afraid that I have not that capacity, allow it to go out on this one big exhale and go back into the infinite consciousness where it belongs. Exhale. Whatever thought form or belief or assumption that was, it had its day. It helped me survive something. I'm grateful. But today, I'm looking at the bond between me and God, the infinite substance and source of all things. And I commit to ready myself to be in my process of maturity, no matter how old I am. There's some other aspect of me that is maturing into readiness for the maturity date on that bond. I make whatever visions God sends me in my dreams, in my wake time, in my fasting, in my prayer, to walk these out. I can put them on my electronic tablet. I can put them on a stone tablet. I can put them in paintings on a mural. I can put them in my journal. That when I greet each day the sun, what is my part today? Is it building trust? Is it building willpower? Is it building love, sharing love for those that I have difficulty with, just to be in a state of love, a state of grace? Whatever it is, I agree to do it. I agree to be transformed by the word of God. And so it is. Ashe. Amen. All my relations. Thank you.
And so it is. Thank you, Daria. Thank you for those beautiful, inspirational message. Oh, well, while we're together vibrationally, I want to thank everyone who's donated to Unity by mail or by the website. And Unity is blessed with the gifts, as well as your gifts of time and talent. And let's hold our offering in our hands. Let's hold it in our heart and say our offering prayer together. Divine love, through me, blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, let's say the blessing of thanks together. We bless these gifts and send them forth to heal, bless, and prosper. They are evidence of our faith and belief. They do good work in the world and return to us multiplied abundantly. And so it is. So it is. Ah, now it's time to focus our collective healing energy for someone, for everyone, for anything and everything. Please raise your hand and unmute and tell us who it is, or hold them quietly in your heart.
Prayers for Jean-Marie and Jahari and Alana and Biba.
Excellent. Excellent.
Prayers for Penny and all the Unity of Centralia people. We thank you.
Love the Unity of Centralia people and for me. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Excellent. Okay. We also want to send out prayers for community members who deal with basic human needs while living without a home, especially during this very, very cold time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And let's continue to send Neela prayers as she continues to heal with her COVID long haul issues. And John, as he heals from his illness. And just send some healing energy out to the world. Okay. Okay, beloved Mother, Father, God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for all beings and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine order. Amen. Amen. And it's time for the prayer of protection. This is one of my favorite times of the service. Let us all pray it together. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. All is well. Perfect. All right. Join your vibrations in your hearts. And let's really sing out our song of peace. Feel free to turn on gallery view so you can watch everyone singing. All right, I'm going to mute now and sing my heart out. Here we go.
Okay.
Next Sunday, we will be taught by our Audrey Pitchford. I will look forward to that. Please stick around and share some fellowship time. It was wonderful.